Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We are glad you can be with us this week as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
Hello, brothers and sisters, friends of Renewal Ministries, strangers who have never been here before. I'd like to talk today about some of the deeper issues underlying some of the current controversies in the Catholic Church. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy right now about issues of sexual morality. There's a lot of controversy about sort of civilly married Catholics who have a previous marriage that has not been annulled and what their status actually is, and whether they should be admitted to communion or not, and whether they're in the grace of God or not. And there's a lot of controversy more recently about blessing same-sex relationships, couples, or blessing couples that are in irregular relationships. And there's a lot of talk about that. But I think underneath this, there are some deeper issues that account for the ambiguity, the confusion, the division. And I think that one of the main things that's going on here is that a lot of people who wanted to kind of soften things and blur things and accommodate to where people are at today and contemporary culture and false understandings of compassion and mercy, a lot of where that's coming from is people have lost their confidence in the inerrancy and inspiration of sacred scripture. Honestly, if we do not believe the word of God, if we do not submit ourselves to the word of God, if we think the word of God is just a cultural product from thousands of years ago that has to be modified for our own culture, we're going to just be making it up as we go along. There's not going to be a firm foundation anymore. It's not going to be a rock. So what does the Catholic Church actually teach about how us Catholics should approach sacred scripture? Well, the fullest and the most highly authoritative account of it is contained in the documents of Vatican II, the document, the Constitution on Sacred Revelation, called Dei Verbum, which stands for the Word of God. And what does that say? Well, it's a very rich document. It talks about how scripture is not just communicating truth to us, but it's drawing us into relationship, how God is approaching us, drawing us into his action of redemption, talking about the word and the events that are being used by God to reveal himself to us. But it's also very clear that the word, the truth that's revealed to us, not just in the person of Jesus, but in his words, as well as his deeds, is inspired and inerrant and completely reliably communicates to us the will of God for us, for our salvation. You know, so what does the document say? It says the primary author of sacred scripture is God. That's a powerful statement. That means the primary movement that's coming to us at sacred scripture is coming from God. It also says that God works through human instruments. He works through human culture. He works through human languages and psychology and mentality. But what he inspires these human authors to say, particularly in the area of faith and morals, is absolutely inspired and inerrant. And it's a reliable communication from God that we need to pay attention to. In section 11 of Dei Verbum, it says, everything asserted by the sacred authors should be considered to be asserted by the Holy Spirit. Wow. And to teach faithfully, firmly, and without error those truths that God wished to consign to the sacred writings for the sake of our salvation. So this is the most absolutely important thing for us to know, that God has spoken to us in inspired, inerrant, sacred scriptures. that reliably are telling us what we must do to be saved and why God created us and what we must do to be drawn into relationship with Him and live with Him forever. Nothing more important than knowing the Word of God. Yes, the Word of God comes to us in the writings of sacred scripture, but it's also passed on in the apostolic traditions of how the apostles applied these things to baptism and the Eucharist and, you know, other things as well. And yes, the magisterium of the Catholic Church has been established by God to assure that the scripture is properly interpreted. And the magisterium is not above the Word of God. The magisterium isn't there to make up new things. The magisterium isn't there to kind of come up with new doctrines. The magisterium there is to safeguard what's been revealed to us in scripture and apostolic tradition, and to keep us in the right ballpark, so to speak, about how to approach sacred scripture and how to understand it. Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that what sacred scripture communicates to us is a knowledge that's absolutely certain. Section 157 of the Catechism. Faith is certain. It is more certain than all human knowledge, because it is founded on the very Word of God, who cannot lie. This is really important. A lot of people, in trying to explain away the scripture, say, well, Jesus doesn't really mean this. He must be just trying to scare people, or he's bluffing, or, you know, we really can't take this literally. So a lot of people are trying to explain away the strength, the power, the astounding way in which sacred scripture is intended to convict us of sin, is intended to explode our narrow way of understanding reality. Faith is certain. It is more certain than all human knowledge, because it is founded on the very Word of God, who cannot lie. To be sure, revealed truths can seem obscure to human reason and experience, but the certainty that the divine light gives is greater than that which the light of natural reason gives. 10,000 difficulties do not make one doubt. Yes, sometimes people say, well, you know, this gospel author is a little different in his details here, or we're not sure about, you know, the numbers here or the historical thing. Well, there's two schools of teaching about inerrancy and inspiration in the Catholic Church. One says that everything that really the scriptural author intends to assert is without error. And that's where you get into, well, as a matter of fact, archaeology shows that what we thought was wrong about the Bible is right, and things like that. But on another level, everybody agrees, or everybody used to agree, that what the sacred authors are asserting about faith and morals is for sure the inerrant Word of God, and we can rest the weight of our lives on it. Now, Jesus also says some amazing things in sacred scripture. For example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, and we also thank God constantly for this, that when you receive the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the Word of God, which is at work in you believers. They're right. Paul knew that what he was speaking was the Word of God, and that it had power to it. It was at work in the believers. There's another text in Matthew 24 where Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away until everything is fulfilled. We are utterly fools if we don't believe what Jesus is telling us. We are utterly foolish and have darkened minds if we don't accept the apostolic teaching, where we're throwing away the pathway to happiness in this life, even in the midst of suffering and sorrow and disease. But we're also throwing away our eternal destiny. So I think that underlying the kind of fudging of things in the area of sexual morality is a deeper issue. It's the issue of, do we really believe the Word of God or not? You know, the Word of God is really clear about sexual morality. It really, really is. And it really says that people who engage in fornication or adultery or homosexual activity or whatever, porneia, sexual uncleanness, will not enter the kingdom of God unless they repent. So what I think it comes down to is not dithering about how we can accommodate things to the culture. But what does God's word, what does God's word say to us? And the most important service we could offer to our fellow human beings is to faithfully transmit the word of God. And that's what is often missing. There's a fudging. There's an embarrassment about the word of God. Paul says there's a blushing for the gospel, an embarrassment about the gospel. This is liberating truth, and we need not to be afraid to say it, but underlying it all is an issue about sacred scripture. One of the reasons why the German church is leading the charge over the cliff and has already pretty much regularized same-sex relationships and divorced and remarried, permission, hiring people in same-sex relationships in their, diocesan offices. One of the reasons why the German church is so advanced in abandoning the truth that's revealed to us in sacred scripture about sexual morality and marriage is because of generations of scriptural scholarship that kind of dissolved the word of God rather than tried to understand it. Skeptical scripture scholarship has really greatly weakened the Catholic Church, and we need to recover our confidence in sacred scripture and not be afraid to believe it and say it, because it gives us a knowledge more certain than human reason can ever reach and more solid than anything we could ever come up with on our own. So let's really renew our confidence and our love for sacred scripture. Now, people say, well, don't you need to interpret it some way? Yes, but it's not as hard. It's not rocket science. I use this Ignatius Study Bible, and quite honestly, the footnotes here are all that the average person really needs to understand reliably what's being spoken about in sacred scripture. And if you'd like a little bit more, my good friends, Dr. Mary Healy and Dr. Peter Williamson, colleagues of mine at Sacred Heart Seminary, have produced this absolutely wonderful Catholic commentary on sacred scripture. Every single one of the books of the New Testament, they have a commentary on it. It's really solid. It's based on the best scholarship, but it's presented in a very understandable way that the average person can really benefit from. And so if you'd like more than the footnotes here, one of these volumes would be really great. Mary's volume here is Mark's Gospel, very, very good. And my other colleague, Peter Williamson, besides being a co-editor of the whole series, has written a commentary in the book of Revelations, which I think is the best one that exists right now. And he's also written a commentary on Ephesians, and he's working on the book of Isaiah. Mary's working on the book of Genesis. They're hoping to get some Old Testament commentaries out. But in the meantime, you can be sure that you're on the right track and understanding God's word with just a few simple resources like this. God bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.